Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
Steve with us to talk history on the radio, but we get to talk about television.
It's kind of your competition,
yeah.
Little television today. Well, you know, television is one of those inventions that rank right up there with the Gutenberg printing press and Edison's electricity and Alexander Graham Bell's telephone. It's been one of those things that has absolutely transformed American culture. It started back in the 1939 with the opening of the World's Fair. President Franklin Roosevelt's speech was covered, making him the first president to appear on television. And then by 1939, the first televised game between Princeton and Columbia Universities was viewed. Then it really took off. 1941, the Columbia Broadcast System, which was RCA's main competition in radio, they started broadcasting 15-minute newscasts every day. And then commercial television didn't begin in the United States until 1947. And then by 1949, some of our programs that we know today, such as Howdy Doody, Milton Berle, they started coming in.
Sure.
What's interesting is the number of television sets in America rose from 6,000, a mere 6,000 in 1946, to 12 million by 1951. And by 1955, half of all of U.S. homes had a television. And in 64 is when they started bringing in color. What was interesting is in Sheboygan, in March of 54, Westinghouse was offering TVs at a cost of $1,295, which in today's market would be $11,850.
I'll bet that wasn't flat screen either.
It was not flat screen, but you would have been able to see the Ed Sullivan Show and or the Lone Ranger, which started coming out at that time. And so finally in 1952, the Sheboygan Women's Club sponsored a series of public programs called Stepping Along with Television, which dealt with the technology and the technicalities of television. They put on a class on how to watch and understand TV. And it was done here in Sheboygan, and then there was a Mrs. J.M. Kohler in 1954 who was one of the first people in Wisconsin to appear on television. She was a Wisconsin author who took part in a program called Wisconsin's Own Library on WCAN in Madison as part of a women's club telecast.
Neat, neat. Can we get more information?
Yes, for all information on great local history, go to www.schrc.org.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.